The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that song is called Ing Ya and it's by Sweets on Radio Nova. And if you don't know who Sweets are a kind of a Limerick four-piece supergroup, alternative rock supergroup from Limerick. And they've just released their debut album called Sweets. And it's an absolute pleasure because we've got Liam singing and guitar on the line. How you doing, Liam?
Hey, Kieran. All good, man.
Am I going to give too much away by saying that you had a big gig last night and you're a little fragile?
Yeah. No, well, I did. I prepared you actually the other day that I was going to be a little fragile. And I am actually very fragile today because it was a really good night, a really good launch show. So.
Yeah, well, we won't go too tough on you. I heard the gig last night, the launch gig in Limerick in the Warehouse was absolutely wedged. It was an amazing night.
Yeah.
And I got a text. I got a text from a friend of mine said it was like being at something very special. So that's pretty fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm delighted to hear that. It felt really special to us because putting on a launch show and releasing something in the depth of summer is kind of like not supposed to be the right thing to do, so we just went for it anyway, and tons of people came out, and it was just really special night.
Well, people don't know what they're talking about a lot of the time.
No, I know. Yeah,
but listen, so the debut album is out. It's called Sweets. It's nine tracks. It's absolutely kind of American influence, I guess. There's some amazing riffs, some great structure in it, some great rhythm, some really kind of interesting, kind of a little bit buried lyrics that I kind of was really happy to get dug into. Mm-hmm. The only way I could do that was from the lyrics on the back of the album. But how does it feel to have it out?
Oh, amazing. I mean, the majority of these songs have been sitting around for at least a decade, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And I kind of just took myself and Lorcan on drums. We've just been sending these back and forth for ages, for years, you know. And then Keith Lawler, ex Give Man a Cake drummer, actually moved back to town and he's like, do you want to jam? And I said, yeah, let's jam. And then we kind of like started doing these songs with him. He's like, just let's go. And then we got Bertie from Japanese Jesus in and just all pals for years. And then eventually it was like, okay, let's just... At the start, it was mainly just like power riffs, kind of like really heavy stuff. And then we had a separate project where like all his moderate kind of stuff, more melodic things, and we brought that in. And then it just developed over like a space of 2 years. So delighted to get it out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing. You are very much a kind of a Limerick supergroup yourself in Windings and Tooth and Golf and all that kind of stuff. You're just collecting. You're collecting bands like other people collect coins. But you've also got Give Man a Kick with Keith, Japanese Jesus, as you said.
Yeah.
So I mean, but it sounds so. It sounds like you've been playing together for years. But am I right? You started in COVID. You've only been going the last kind of is it 1 or 2 years?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think like 2022 or something. Myself and Lorcan and Keith started jamming, and then just got Bertie in pretty quickly after that. So it's been quite recent, you know. But as I said, like the songs aren't quite recent as well. The songs are kind of originate from a few years ago. So there was a base. There was a basic like there was a foundation, little kind of like structure for the songs. So we weren't like standing around together and kind of going, what are we going to write? But like there were ideas there. And then the introduction to lads just made us like just brought it to life, basically, you know.
Yeah, well, it sounds very much like a live band, like a band that plays, write songs together live. I imagine it's fantastic, you know, when it's up on a stage in front of a crowd. But there's a couple of themes I thought were really kind of interesting coming through the album, and I don't know whether or not you feel this as well, but there's a lot of defiance, there's a lot of nostalgia. And there's a kind of a reflective, kind of passive, like it's like you're watching things happen and sort of like, I wouldn't say a doomsayer, but kind of going, this isn't going to end well. I don't know. Do you recognize that?
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it there, Kieran. I mean, like with all its moderates, the nostalgia part, that's kind of what it's not really about, but I mean, that's where the lyrics originate from. Because I don't sit down and say, I'm going to talk about this. I just get an idea. Like, it might be one line or something. And then it's like, okay. And then I'll run with that. And then I think with All Is Moderate was stuff about ride your bike to the gallows and stuff.
Mm.
That's like, goes back to where I'm from in Cratloe in County Clare. There's used to be I'm from Gallows Hill. So it kind of just like, you know, there is no main focus for the lyrics. It's just whatever I'm feeling at the time. Kind of like, and with Watertown, the last song of the album, I was writing the lyrics. So the music was there for a long time, but like I was just writing the lyrics last year. And when, you know, October 7th happened and everything was like really highly charged politically and stuff like that, that would kind of influence my thoughts then. So it was like, you know, nostalgia and Doomsaying a little bit. Yeah, you kind of nail it there.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because it's obviously a purposeful thing, but the lyrics are a part of the music. You know, they sit in the songs production wise. They're not the main thing. I think the main thing is very much the feel and the power of the band, I guess, and everything just is kind of subservient to that. Was that deliberate, or was it the kind of thing where you were like, as the album went on, it felt like this is how it should be presented?
As it kind of evolved as we were recording it as well. We recorded it in studio with Ben Wanders in Wanderland Studios, and like a lot of the vocals really just developed as we were recording them on the day, if you know what I mean. He's really good at like inspiring vocal ideas, inspiring loads of ideas. But like we don't really get together, we don't get a chance to get together much to rehearse. So it was really, I really like writing in the studio as well. So a lot of the ideas were structurally there, but then some of the ideas and the vocal ideas just developed while I was actually in the vocal booth. Hmm. And even the lyrics as well, is like, I don't have, can I go to the toilet for a second and just figure out a line or something like that and come back and just sing it. And then it was like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, just try again, you know. So it was a bit of both. It was like off the cuff. and vocals are kind of always a little bit secondary in my head when we're recording or writing. Like the music is always at the front of, like, the music is always first. But for this one, I think I really enjoyed discovering new ways to sing around the riffs and sing through the music and new vocal ideas. So,
well, look,
I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, I think this is the kind of thing, you know, like it does feel like it's led, you know, by the music, by the whole band together. It feels like it's led, and that's why I think it kind of connects as it being a very live kind of band. So look, the album, it's a great album, fair play. The debut album is called Sweets. It's by the band Sweets from Limerick. And there's a couple of things before we go. I just wanted to play maybe one of the more sort of, I guess, accessible tracks is a song called All Is Moderate, the second track on it. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and then we're going to play it for people?
It was a song that's a few years old, the music is. And like I said, the kind of theme's a little bit nostalgic, just thinking about people I know, from where I grew up, thinking about family members, and very much in the theme of my lyric writing, not being very specific, but hoping that someone listens to it and gets something from it. And Ride Your Bike to the Gallows, as Ben Wanders, who was recording at the time, said it's very emo. But I was like, how dare you?
I have Midwest emo written down here as well, but that's a bit of a niche genre. But there is a bit of that. There is the picky guitar.
It is what it is at the end of the day, whatever. Delighted with it. And it is the most successful song. I think it works. So.
Yeah, well, look, congratulations on the album, Liam. Best of luck with future gigs. And thanks very much for chatting to us today.
Thank you, Kieran. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, talk to you very, very soon. Let's play it. This is the band Sweets from their debut album. This song is called All Is Moderate. It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.